Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
So let's rock it!
Yeah, I had Lindsay make a Total Wine delivery order for me for the GOP governor debate tonight. Some Miller Lite in there, some Jim Beam, there's some Fireball. It's going to take a lot to get through it. Mike Braun, Brad Chambers, Suzanne Crouch, Eric Doden all on the debate stage tonight. They all want to be your next governor of the great state of Indiana. Of course, a couple of candidates that won't be on that platform.
The Indiana states of this tournament, if you will, the folks that did not make the big tournament that are playing in the NIT, Jamie Rittenour and Curtis Hill, not part of the CBS 4 7 o'clock debate tonight.
Even though they had plenty of signatures, they met the legal threshold to run for governor of the state of Indiana. But because of, I don't know, some poll that Fox News came up with, they don't have enough polling, I guess is what they're saying.
So CBS 4, they were the ones that said, hey, we're going to use this poll to dictate who makes the stage. Yeah. And Curtis Hill and Jamie Rittenour are not part of the debate. Now, I believe Rittenour is coming in tomorrow to debate Rob Kendall for some reason.
I don't think they're debating each other. I think they're both like going to pretend like they're on the debate stage together or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
So it's a little role-playing going on tomorrow.
I think it's appointment listening tomorrow.
Yeah,
sure.
I'm in.
I hope Curtis Hill decides to come. He originally turned him down, but do you think it's curious that both the African American candidates for governor of Indiana aren't allowed to debate? I mean, Fox 59, CBS 4, that's whatever their rules are. Is whatever their rules are, but there's really been no pushback from the RNC. Where's the NAACP? As Rob Kendall had a great question today, where's the NAACP on this?
Right.
You know?
So that question then could be flipped around, though. Why are these the two lowest polling gubernatorial candidates? Is the state of Indiana racist? You know, that the question could be flipped around. So all I'm saying is, what do we got here? Four people on the stage tonight. Do you really want six up there?
No, I want to hear what Curtis Hill has to say. I want to hear what Jamie Rittenour has to say. I think Curtis Hill is probably, in terms of debate style, the most talented one up there. I don't know what new things we're going to learn. Do you know who you're going to vote for in this crowd yet?
I think I do.
You do?
Here's what I want to see tonight. I think with this being the first major televised debate, okay, on CBS 4 in, you know, Marion County, Indianapolis, and all the donut counties to get that channel, I think some of these candidates have been holding back going at Mike Braun. So I think you're going to see Chambers, Doden, and Crouch all kind of team up and go at the front runner, which is Mike Braun. And if that happens, how is Mike Braun going to clap back? I think tonight's the night. I think you've been seeing some sandbagging so far.
Interesting.
They've been waiting for the televised audience to bring the heat. So if people like us think this is going to happen, I know Mike Braun probably thinks it's going to happen.
I'm sure it'll be brought up that Mike Braun didn't show up to vote for the omnibus spending bill.
Right.
Didn't even bother to show up. Look, we've had Mike Braun on the show several times. We have Suzanne Crouch on. I heard Eric Doden on. That's the first time I've heard anything about Doden on Rob Kendall's Kendall and Casey show. I've certainly heard Curtis Hill. We've had Curtis Hill on. Jamie, I think these are all interesting candidates. I don't know much about, you know, Brad Chambers.
Right.
Other than these people are spending a lot of money.
They are. They all have a lot of money. They're Patrick Ewing. Remember back when Patrick Ewing was asked about the amount of money he may or may not spend in the Adult Gentlemen's Club when he was in the NBA? We spend a lot of money, but we make a lot of money. Okay, there you go.